News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis. This is our Manhattan Broadcasting COVID-19 Daily Update. And today, Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs is joining us after a weekend off the air. How did that manage to happen?
I don't know, but it was great.
Good for you. Good for you. Most deserving. Well, we have a couple of additional cases of the coronavirus that has been reported in Riley County today.
Yes, we have two more confirmed positives that came in this morning. We stayed pretty steady without any positives over the weekend, but then we had the two this morning, putting us at 29 positives countywide. Our two newest positives include a 43-year-old male and a 35-year-old female, no relation. Of those 29 confirmed positives in our county, 13 are considered recovered, so we are still monitoring the other 16. We also have six tests pending and have had a total of 211 negative tests in the county so far.
How many are being treated for the coronavirus at Ascension Via Christi Hospital?
Nobody from Riley County at this time, but I know they do have two individuals in the hospital now from different counties. And then they also have two that are considered PUI. They're under investigation.
Okay, yeah. Bob Koppel mentioned those this morning. Statewide, we're closing in on the 2,000 mark. 1,986 cases reported by the Kansas Department of Health and Education in their 11 o'clock report this morning. That doesn't include the two that you had on the list. Actually, they had Riley County with 26 on here. Might add that Geary County remains at 10 and Pottawatomie County remains at 6 today. And another plateau, the number of deaths has reached 100 in Kansas. One of the things, Julie, I think would be kind of interesting to note, and you've talked about this, that there have been 13 here that have recovered, but the state in their report doesn't track that number that I can tell.
Yeah, no, they don't track that, and that could be because they haven't required health departments to report those, but we've decided to go ahead and report those here locally just so people know.
Well, they've conducted in the neighborhood of 19,000 tests altogether. 16,775 have been negative. Wyandotte County is now, several days ago, they surpassed Johnson County with the most. Wyandotte at 427. And we had a really nice discussion Saturday with Lonnie Baker at Metal Arc Hills about the care that goes into some of the senior living facilities. And, you know, that's one of the problems why that count is so high in Wyandotte County. Let's talk about a couple of things. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's really nice outside.
Oh, yes, I've noticed. It's beautiful.
I know a lot of people are getting out. They're walking their dogs. They're just running, heading to the parks. I saw a lot of pictures on social media over the weekend of people going fishing, and that's all encouraged. But, Julie, your recommendation is?
You need to still practice social distancing. It's certainly okay to go out with the family and fish or hike or run, bike, but certainly not with other people outside of your family. I know I've seen some running groups or people walking, and I hope that they're all in the same household, because otherwise you shouldn't be that close together. We still want to make sure that we practice that social distancing to allow at least 6 feet between you and another person. And just in general, you know, it's a good idea to either go by yourself or go with a family member, not hook up with a friend, just to stay safe.
I know one of the things that I've seen from some friends that have reported on this is groups of kids, groups of 10, 15 kids outside playing soccer, doing different things like that. And moms and dads, you got to make sure that that kind of grouping up of activities has to probably be curtailed.
Yes, absolutely. We do not recommend that at this time.
How's the mask collection doing these days? I know that there's a lot of people that are making masks, volunteering, doing that type of work, and still we had we still have the 4-time-a-week pickup efforts at Westview Community Church.
Yeah, and actually I just got a report from them saying that they did get a little over 200 masks donated today. So they also gave out about 100, so they're okay for Wednesday, but we really strongly encourage people to donate masks if you can. That's the Westview Community Church. They're located at 615 Gillespie Drive. You can drop those off anytime between 11 and 3 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and again, Saturdays, 9 to noon. You can also pick up masks at that time as well.
And are they charging for those?
No, it's all free.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a great opportunity for folks to get a mask if they can't find one in the store or don't have the ability or materials to make some of those. I know that's mask design is getting quite a bit of strongholds on social media, and I know you have. I think you said that you had a pattern on your website.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, actually, we do have a video. It's right at the top of our Facebook page, Riley County Health Department Facebook page. Just click on that video, and it's a quick, easy way to see them actually making a mask. You can actually make your own mask, and this is a good video that shows how to do that.
Julie, today was the goal to have something set up for an alternate care site. Can you bring us up to date on how that effort's gone?
Sure. So we have confirmed an alternate care site to be used if needed. Right now, we don't see a need for it, but we do have this set up. We have it in our emergency operations plan, and we also have triggers set aside for when we do need to use it. So this site would serve as a place for medical provider quarantine, skilled nursing unit, respiratory clinic, and the drive-up testing site. We are currently providing the drive-up testing site at the health department in the meantime. But since we are doing so well in the county as far as staying inside to reduce your risk of exposure, we haven't needed to activate that alternate care site yet.
Well, let's hope that we don't need to. Is everything still kind of targeted for an apex to the curve sometime later this week, early next week?
Yes, probably looking at next week.
Okay. Well, we keep our fingers crossed that we'll have just low single-digit numbers, if any, whatsoever. So that's some good news there. Julie, anything else you'd like to add this afternoon on our update?
Just remember the screening call line. If you're having any symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath, please call our screening line first. That number is 785-323-6400.